For the first time in Newark, students can attend a district school outside of their neighborhoods. The new policy is meant to give parents more options, but with Newark's charter schools starting classes today, New Jersey Public Radio Sarah Gonzalez reports some students are still waiting for an assignment.
Until this year, parents who wanted to secure a seat for their kids at top-performing charter schools in Newark would camp out on a sidewalk outside of the building. And even then, school district official Gabriella Wyatt says the process wasn't fair.
Enrollment and policies were just all over the place, right? It was who did you know, right, to get into a school?
Wyatt says top-performing charters have been drawing students away from neighborhood schools, leaving them nearly vacant and underfunded.
There were no rules, nor was it a level playing field. And I think that parents who knew how to access options, whether they were high-performing district schools or charter schools, had the right access to information, which in essence means that it wasn't equitable.
So the district instituted a new enrollment system. Students whose neighborhood schools are underperforming are no longer required to attend them. But there's no guarantee they won't still get placed there. Families rank their top school choices, traditional public schools, charters, magnets, and they get assigned to one of them. Grace Sergio says her soon-to-be high schooler got his first pick. The district sent him a letter early this summer.
He opened it and he started jumping up and down, so I realized that he got into the school that he wanted.
Under the new enrollment system, 67% of Newark students got matched to one of their top three choices. But many parents struggled with which schools to choose. Not having a car, for example, being a single parent, or having several children all factored into their decisions. And this year, six schools were either closed or turned into charters. Another six moved to new buildings in different neighborhoods. A few thousand students were affected by the reshuffling, and they were supposed to get top priority over which schools they attend. But that didn't happen for everyone. Jerlyn Holguin still doesn't know which school she's attending. Her elementary school was closed after a two-year battle to keep it open.
I'm really worried because then I'm going to have to be homeschooled, and that's not fun.
Jerlyn's mom wanted her to get placed at a school that was close to home, even if it was deemed low-performing.
I was really surprised that she chose even the bad schools, and even the bad schools didn't choose me, and I'm an A-B student. Like, I get more A-Bs than Cs, Ds, and Fs.
There were just more applications than there were spots at all the schools they chose. Close to 4,000 families were in the same position. They didn't get matched in the first round and were asked to submit another list with their 8th, 9th, and 10th school choices. Jerlyn's mom, Geraldine Holguin, says none of those would have worked because she doesn't have a car.
How do I get my child to South Newark when I can't even drive? You understand? Like, to get to the South, I have to take 1, 2, maybe 3 buses to get over there. And who's going to pay for that every day? I'm going to have to drop her off and pick her up.
Newark doesn't have a school bus system. It gives city bus passes to students who live more than a couple miles away from their campus. But Holguin says her 9-year-old is too young to take mass transit by herself. City buses don't drop kids off at their school. And she says Newark isn't a safe city.
I don't even let her walk to school by herself. Like, I take her to school and the school was 2 blocks away. I would let her get on the bus for 30 minutes by herself. No, no.
She never sent the district her second round of school choices.
I was like, you know what? I'm just going to move out of Newark because I'm tired of the school system. You know, even if we do get her placed in a school, what if that school is going to get closed next year again?
The district has announced it will shuttle students from their old school to their new building, but only if they attended one of the campuses that have now closed. For everybody else, there's the city bus system. And in the meantime, the district says it will work on mapping safe routes for students who walk to school. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.